What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A reminder, if you are looking to upgrade your house at any given time, a great option for that is at HaloCustomLighting.com and NiemannSonsRoofing.com. These lights have thousands of different options. I have the Husker red and white ones right now going because Christmas later tonight, Huskers right now, my friend.
Were they blinking or anything strange?
No,
I don't like.
I don't do the blinking.
That's an option, though.
Yes, I hate it. It gives me a seizure of sorts, migraine. I can't do it. Don't avoid seizures, you know.
Just say it gives you a seizure of sorts.
If I'm looking at lights that are dancing and moving at a high pace, I can't look at them. Like right on some of these windows, it's just in our own building. Look behind you over there. That one is. See that on the window?
Yeah, that bothers you.
Gives me problems.
Why?
Give me the standard status lighting. Static. That's the word. Static lighting. Not status. Static lighting.
I don't think I need to say that you have issues.
Well, I do. And I'm a cloud nine, so don't bring me down
now. I'm not.
Halo, CustomLighting.com, NiemannSonsRoofing.com. Check it out today for upgrading your house. We don't have time right now to go deep into Sharon Moore. We'll do that in 7 o'clock hour. Okay. We'll make it a big part of the hour is all Sharon Moore and Michigan. But he is fired as the head coach. We know that for sure.
Right.
We'll go deeper dive in that. In 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yes.
It's only 6. It's 6:49, so it's 11 minutes away.
That's right. Quick shout out once more to Emmett Johnson, though. Emmett Johnson.
Oh,
of
what
course.
Happened?
Now, your employer on three. Hut, hut, hut. That's for Bill. Listed him as a first team All American, as an all purpose player. So the running backs were, as we guessed, Jeremiah Love and Ahmad Hardy from Missouri. But Emmett Johnson was listed as a first team all purpose player. Same at CBS Sports. They had the same two guys, Ahmad Hardy and Jeremiah Love, the running backs. And then Emma Johnson, first team, all-purpose player, All-American.
First team All-American? Nebraska's first team?
Now, this is not the AP yet, but we're talking about CBS Sports and On3. So there's a good chance if both of them are doing that, then maybe the AP or the AP will as well.
Nebraska hasn't had a first team All-American since.
Was it Prince or was it Randy Craig?
Lavonte David, I thought. That was Levante.
Same year, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't.
2011.
Don't do that.
Prince and Levante, I believe, in 2011.
So let's look. Do this.
I'm pretty sure.
How did we not know this off the top of our heads?
I don't
Jake.
Know because it's been so long, we forgot. We've gone through years of misery and pain and sadness. And
I'm hoping right now that Keith Mann isn't listening to us.
Well, good morning, Keith. If you are sorry again to disappoint
you. He would literally say. And he won't mind me saying it. He said, well, you're a moron. How do you not know that Nebraska's last first-team All-American in football, well, it's Levante David. It's 2011.
Okay, so now Prince was a first-round draft pick, not All-American.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Still no, sad. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
14 years.
It's a long time now between them. You can't go that long.
Yeah, we'll see if the AP, you know, will put Emmett as an all-purpose player on their first team. But yeah, good sign they will, because other, you know, two respected entities are putting him out there on their first team.
Emmett
Johnson was at the game last night. He got a massive ovation. They panned him in the crowd, and the place, rightfully so, was exploding. And that was, Nebraska was up by 20 points, so they're really fired up at that point too.
He deserves it. There's nothing, he's done nothing but earn that. I gotta say, we haven't emphasized this enough. He had one fumble and 250 carries.
In a game they won by 68 points.
Yeah, I think the carry.
Good time to fumble.
I think the carry total's 250. But it doesn't matter what the carry total was. He was their workhorse back, and he fumbled one time all season. The other thing about Emmett is you everybody clamors for players to develop. There's always that. He developed. He developed. He kept developing. We didn't see this coming. You didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Hardly anybody saw it coming. Except it seems like Dana Holgorsen might have saw it coming. Remember Dana in August when he'd say things like, "Ah, well, now Emmett's just Emmett." I'm like, what do you mean Emmett's just Emmett? He ran for 900 yards last year. I mean, like, that's not Earl Campbell. But now you look at Emmett and say, whoa. He was, I think about Iowa. That's a good defense. That's a top 15, top 10 defense. He shredded Iowa.
Yeah.
That's what.
217 yards rushing.
He shredded Iowa.
So that's why I want to, for those who are, again, you are allowed to freak out that Emmett's leaving and going pro. You should be happy for him, number one. But if I'm a running back in the portal, mm-hmm. I'm looking at a school, okay, mm-hmm. opening for a starting job at Nebraska. You saw Emmett, you saw a leap made by a player. Mm-hmm. With the coordinator, because Holgorsen, you know, elevated him last year, the last couple games when he came in November, and of course this year, mm-hmm. first team All American. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking around, this should be a pretty enticing spot for a good running back that wants a chance to take a big leap.
Yeah, I don't know how
so you kudos can, to Emmett for making this place attractive. I would think.
No, yeah, I don't know how you could push back against that.
Thank you.
And
that's why I said it.
And I believe you have to give EJ Barthel credit in this. Someone's coaching him, right?
Now, there's rumors that Texas is looking at E.J. Barthel for running back's coach.
I did not
hear
that.
As of yesterday, was looking. Not easy. He's still here, but there's interest
Where? How do I miss this
stuff? I think that was pretty much a lot of places yesterday.
Okay, E.J. Barthel would be a big loss. You don't want to lose that. Here's why, because he's hooked to Claude Mpuma, and he's hooked to Trey Taylor. No, hold on. I don't like this. Why? No, this can't happen.
I didn't say it was going to happen. I said there's rumors that they're interested in E.J. Barthel at Texas.
Get him locked in.
This happened again last year, though, too. They wanted him last year.
Rudy, I don't want to see your horns up over there. Horns down, Rudy. Jake, you understand that E.J. Barthel's hooked to Trey Taylor?
Yes. That's why it likely is be another pay raise for E.J. if he stays here. And maybe be getting more leverage here.
Yeah,
he got a pay raise last year because Texas wanted him last year.
He's opened up the city of Chicago, E.J. Barthel.
He's still here. I'm just saying, I'm reporting there's interest from Texas in him.
I don't need to hear this.
I'm sorry to tell you that. When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.